from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged in the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah! Hour number three, we're rolling, baby. It is 8:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and loco. It is also a Trash Talker Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And you know, you can follow the Bob Rose Show wherever you get your podcast. Just click subscribe. There's no fee, and you can access all of our great, great stuff. Okay, ooh, to keep you entertained. At any time, it's accessible.
I like that.
I like that,
the way
too.
That sounds.
All right. Polling average. Harris has lower favorability rating than Biden. I mean, how do you do that?
You have to try hard.
She hadn't been out in public all that much. She hasn't done a whole. I mean, don't you have to at least do something that people can make a decision on? Hey, you suck. I mean, she's kind of, it's almost an automatic.
She's an overachiever.
They've got their work cut out for them to try to revamp, redo her. That's...
Well, are you going to redo how she speaks or who writes her speeches? Because that's the problem, is she has her word salads. And, I mean, even Saturday Night Live made fun of it. And when they did their little spoof and they did a split screen with her, you couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, that's true. She'll have speech writers. Will they be the same ones that were writing for Biden? I don't know. I mean... Hmm. Is she going to continue down that same path of it's all about how evil Donald Trump is, he's going to be a dictator, or is she going to present any real ideas, other than we're all going to die from, climate change? I mean, see, that's the thing where the Trump campaign, I love how they call, the Trump people that, we are, like haters and stuff. It's like, you really don't really honestly know anything about it, do you?
No,
because
don't.
It's just the opposite of that. And it'll be interesting because Trump, amazingly uplifting, positive stuff he talks about, man. Drill, baby, drill. And see, the left doesn't get that.
No, they don't.
They think that's a negative.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are like, no. I don't want the planet to, go up in smoke, but let's be realistic. I need to get to work every day. I need to get to work tomorrow. And the next day. And I can't afford the electric cars they're shoving down their throats. Plus, they don't even have the charging stations, even if I could afford one.
No.
So, the economy, low energy prices, they really are extremely important to the health of our nation overall from an economic standpoint. And then you listen, now, under Biden, what's going on? This article... points out that Americans are falling behind on their car payments. Car owners are having a hard time hanging on to their vehicles in the midst of an economy with soaring interest rates. According to Cox Automotive, the volume of repossessed vehicles at Manheim auctions, mm-hmm. these are the largest wholesale marketplace auctions.
Okay.
Repossessed vehicles, it's up 23% year over year.
That's huge. That is really huge.
They're also up 14% compared with the same period in 2019. While that's only one metric, Cox Automotive senior analyst Jeremy Robb told Fox Business that he also tracks defaults industry-wide using Equifax data. That data suggests that defaults are up 11% during the first half of the year compared with the same period of 2019. Lenders can repossess a vehicle when a loan is in default. Data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's latest quarterly tracking of American households and level of indebtedness also revealed that 4.4% of Americans' outstanding auto loan debt is in serious delinquency. Well, wow. Look, you have to be able to afford the car, and you also have to be afford to put gas in it. Yeah. I'm assuming the vast majority of these vehicles are gasoline-powered. If the price of gas goes down, it makes the ability to make that car payment a little bit easier. Because remember, it's called a budget. And there's only so much money coming in. And some people have been, you know, drawing from whatever little bit of savings they've had. Because the price of food's so high, the price of gas so high, the inflation. People are feeling the pain. And there's a certain point where you're going to get people who normally are in, you know, pretty decent economic shape. You're going to see even them start to falter a little bit. Mm-hmm. Their purchasing power is pretty much going out the window other than necessities now. You're going to see this turn, I think. Will they cut the rates? What will that do? You know, it's hard to tell. But during the first fiscal quarter of 2024, auto loan balances also increased by $9 billion and now stand at $1.62 trillion, according to the Fed. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
But experts are definitely putting at least part of the blame on the high interest rate environment. Today, the average new car loan interest rate is sitting at 7.9%. That's up from 4.1% in July of 21. And that's when they started raising the rates. So, yeah, we've talked so much about interest rates and home buyers and how right. tough it would be now. Hey, people that, you know, if, when the car is given out, you got to get another one. And you don't think about it. I didn't think about it as much. I mean, I knew I was going to pay a higher interest rate when I made a couple of purchases recently. But, you know, you look in the grand scheme of things, you're like, yeah, I mean, be okay. But that's I bought both of my vehicles used.
And as I was going to say, that's on top of the fact that cars cost more right now. If you look at the used cars, I mean, you're paying what we used to pay for a new car.
Well, that's
not
that's,
that long ago.
Now, that's already started to, in my opinion, I know you're just like me, man. We can't help ourselves. We're always like shopping. Yeah. But I think that I think the used car market has moderated quite a bit.
From post-COVID. From,
oh, yeah, yes. When it was at its crazy
ridiculous,
high.
Ridiculous, yeah.
And based on these repossessions here, we might see the market dropping a little bit further. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get too excited over it. But, yeah, you could see another drop. But I think both the, you know, buying the home and the vehicles a lot is going to be on that interest rate coming down.
I forget what the number was. We did a story a while back on what the average new car payment is these days. And it kind of blew your mind.
It's like $800 or something.
It was huge. It was up
and
there.
Then, yeah. And then you got to pay for insurance on top of that. And, of course, you know, take care of the vehicle. And and you got to put fuel in it.
Adds up.
And people usually, they don't want to lose their car. Because the car is almost always attached directly to the ability to get to work.
Well, that's why people who maybe aren't familiar, and you got to think it through, why interest rates are so much higher on boats, motorcycles, ATVs, is because they know, the people that lend you the money on these things, those are the first ones to go. You're going to make your house payment first. You're going to make your car payment. After that, the toys are, you know, that's kind of where that comes into play. They're a higher risk for the people loaning the money.
The only caveat, the only outlier that doesn't agree with that.
What's
now,
that?
And this date is old.
Okay.
But it was when Harley started to their finance division.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
And they gave loans to a lot of people who wouldn't qualify for diddly squat.
They were the Congress of 2008.
Well, what the thought was, and they had data to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
People will, Harley enthusiasts, will let a lot of things go before they fail to make
that's
the
true.
Payment on their bike.
That's true.
Now,
I can see that.
Now, I don't know if those numbers are the same as they were, say, you know, these are probably 20, 25 years ago. But, yeah, that's why they started it. And I think their finance division was making more than their production division for a while.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's something to think about.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, people want the ability to pay their bills. Nobody likes that feeling hanging over their head. Mm-hmm. And some things you can control and some you can't.
Yeah.
Try to live below your means. That's coming from me.
I was going to say, who are you talking to in this room, Bob?
Well.
Yeah, I know. I know. We all know. We just don't all do.
Look, yeah. My thing's always been, I want my family in a nice, safe home and take care of my kids and get them into and through college.
Yep.
I did that. And yeah. I always care. I don't care if I live in a Quonset hut.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
As long as no one's shooting at me, of course.
Well, there's that.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about, including J.D. Vance. He was talking yesterday to a hometown crowd. I was impressed. We'll talk about that and more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.